CBS News, I'm Vicki Kelly. Big city commuters can rest a bit easier tonight. The machinists on strike at Eastern Airlines plan to abide by court orders and not set up any pickets at commuter railroads. Union officials say, though, they plan to appeal the court orders. Wally Haber of the Machinists Union claims the majority of the public is on the striker side.
I think the American people are fed up with Mr. Frank Lorenzo much the same as we are. Apparently, the only friends Mr. Lorenzo got left is in the White House and in Wall Street.
Frank Lorenzo is the chairman of Eastern's parent company, Texas Air. Eastern admits that its service has been a mess since the strike began and is trying to get its pilots to cross the picket lines. We have a report from Deborah Martinez of CBS radio affiliate WINZ in Miami.
The president of Eastern Airlines made repeated pleas to pilots who this weekend walked the picket lines in uniform with machinists. Phil Bake said if pilots had come to work Friday night, the airline would be humming along right now. When asked how important Eastern's 8,000 machinists are to that operation, Bake said management made a last-ditch effort to get an agreement with them to no avail.
If the machinists choose to continue a strike, which is, of course, their right to do so, and the pilots choose in much larger numbers to come to work, this airline will operate just fine.
But Bakes admitted Eastern is down to less than 100 of its usual 1,100 flights a day. Those reduced flights will mean the airline's losses of $100 million a day can only get worse and put the company's chances for survival in question. Deborah Martinez for CBS News, Miami.
John Tower says he has been up against tough odds before and will not withdraw his nomination as defense secretary. Senate debate on the nomination resumes tomorrow, and Democrat James Exon of Nebraska says the Republicans are fighting a losing battle.
They evidently want confrontation, and unfortunately, because of their position, that's what they're going to get.
Even some Republicans, such as William Cohen of Maine, sense that the end is near.
We think it's important that we have a chance to correct the record. We'd like to see him confirmed. If we can't confirm him, at least we're going to correct the record and do justice to him.
Cohen says Tower deserves the chance to appear on the Senate floor to personally answer the allegations against him. A big conference opens tomorrow in Vienna on reducing conventional forces in Europe. Secretary of State James Baker is there. He's to meet Tuesday with Soviet Foreign Minister Edvard Shevardnadze. Four people were killed when two small vintage planes collided in flight in the desert near Casa Grande in central Arizona. Authorities are investigating. So far, there's no indication what went wrong. Tornado weather in the south. The National Weather Service says five have touched down in parts of Alabama. Some minor damage is reported, but no injuries. Four police officers and three soldiers were injured today when a car bomb exploded in Northern Ireland. The Irish Republican Army is claiming responsibility. At 3 minutes after the hour, this is CBS News.
You think keeping up with the Joneses is tough? Try keeping up with the Macintoshes. You know, Apple's computer family that's making more and more businesses more productive every day. The Macintosh world is changing so fast, it's virtually impossible to keep up. But that's where BusinessLand comes in. You see, they know Macintosh like nobody's business. They sold more of them, networked more of them, and trained more people on them than just about anyone. They'll keep you up on all the latest and greatest Macintosh hardware and software, provide connectivity solutions to get your Macs talking to each other, and to the rest of your company's computers, IBM's, DECs, Minis, mainframes, what have you. Then they'll help you stay on top of it all with ongoing training classes and free seminars on everything from desktop publishing and presentations to connectivity to whatever new trends come along. So give the Macintosh experts at BusinessLand a call at 1-800-328-8383. And before you know it, you'll be an expert too. You know, like the Joneses.
Representatives of about 120 nations are meeting in London, talking about how to save the ozone shield, protecting the Earth. An American scientist says the ozone layer will continue to deteriorate until about the end of the century, even if harmful chemicals are banned immediately. A Soviet delegate says data indicates that the ozone layer over parts of Europe and the Western Soviet Union has been depleted by up to 25%. Investigators in Britain are still trying to figure out what caused yesterday's train crash near London. Two trains on the same track collided. Five people were killed. The driver of the train that rammed into the back of the other said he ran a red light just before the collision, but a British rail official says there is evidence that the driver tried to stop. The government of Venezuela says things are getting back to normal now after rioting last week over government-ordered price increases. Some schools have been told to reopen tomorrow. Officials say they hope to lift the overnight curfew in Caracas early this week. Vicki Kelly, CBS News.